This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Wine Library TV, aka The Thunder Show. I am Rusty, and this is new for a lot of you in my social media world. I used to do this every single day, Monday through Friday, for 5 years. I did 1,000 episodes. It was called Wine Library TV. The first episode was February 21st, 2006, on a very new platform called YouTube, where I would taste wine and help the world understand it in a different perspective. And I am going old school and doing it again. And I'm excited about it. I've got 3 white wines, 1 red wine, and this is really positioned as your spring wine episode. 4 wines that I think a lot of you could be consuming, wines you can find in a lot of stores around the country, and wines that are very popular and very accessible for the things we eat during this time of year, including a Cabernet from Chile, from the Rapa Valley, that I think really pairs well with barbecues. And burgers, and I'm excited to try it because I've never had it. I've had these 3 wines in the past in different vintages, which is why I'm starting with them. This is one of the most popular Sauvignon Blancs in all of New Zealand, Oyster Bay 2022 Sauvignon Blanc. It comes in around $13 a bottle. Wildly available on like all like the fast casual plate, like the Ruby Tuesdays and the Chili's, and then obviously a lot of restaurants throughout the world and in every store and all the BevMo's and Total Wines. And you're just very easy to find this wine, and hopefully it's rocking. It's been good in some years, it's been okay in others. Let's give it a snippy sniff. Super grassy on the nose, a little lemon peel, lemon lime, kind of a really attractive, fresh, lemon lime zesting, kind of like the, looking at the, I'm very in basketball mode right now, Starry, one of Vayner's clients, that lemon lime soda life, that kind of nose, a little bit of a Starry nose with a little bit of grass. Let's give it a whirl. In some vintages, this wine shows really good grapefruit and really nice floral, white acacia flower, green grass essence. This effort's a little bit bland, really almost like drinking like water with some lime in it. Like I feel like you could buy this for $13 or you can get free water out of your tap and get like a, how much is a lime these days?
50
like,
cents.
Like a 50 cent lime and squeeze it in there, maybe take some grass that's free, throw it in there, mix it up. And it tastes just like this. This is a weaker effort from Oyster Bay on the 22 vintage. Yeah, I would score this like 82 points, and I would never buy this wine. I think this is a stay away from effort. This is a pass with 3 or 4 Z's. Not good. Yeah, just a little bland. This is what I'm very concerned about. I've been very highly critical of this wine for decades. There was a vintage, it was ironic, I was at an event maybe 2-3 years ago, right before COVID, and it was the only thing being poured. I'm like, of course, and I tasted it, I was like, hey, it's pretty good. Like if they're on 21, maybe the 18 or 19 vintage of this, I thought was one of the better efforts. This is Santa Margherita Pinot Grigio. Pinot Grigio is an incredibly popular white wine from Italy. This is from Alto Adige, one of the best regions in the world making Pinot Grigio. This wine comes in at $22. Throw up the double deuce on the cost here. Let's give it a sniffy sniff. This has been consistently my problem with this wine. Like, I just don't understand how Santa Margherita doesn't up its aromatics game. Even the Oyster Bay that we like completely disliked moments ago has a much more interesting bouquet and nose. This is very closed down. I get a little bit of apple on it. Let's give it a whirl. Solid mouthfeel. I'm happy. I think the acidity and the fruit on the apples are doing better than I've seen in some vintages. But again, my friends who are watching, you should be able to get good white wine under $20. There's tons of it. Everyone in the comments, leave your favorite wine under 20 bucks. The problem with this is I get a little sugar water, right? Which is what makes it popular. There's a little hint of sweetness here. You get a little of that sugar. Sugar tricks your asses. I'm telling you, that's what's tricking some of you, but it's quite bland. Similar to the analogy I used on the Oyster Bay, some of these white wines just taste like water with some citrus fruit squeezed into it. It's just too simple. This wine continues to be just too simple. There are just an enormous amount of Pinot Grigio from Italy at 13 to 16 bucks. That is a better version of this wine at 22. And so this is an 84 point effort, which is not a great score. 90 is where you kind of start getting the decent scores. I think it's overpriced. I don't want to diss on it because I have so much respect for the business of Santa Margherita. Better marketing than most, better sales than most, iconic brand. I like respect it for what I do for a living here in marketing. I just, when I put on this hat to do this show, when I taste wine for you, I gotta shoot it right down the line, and this wine's just overpriced and boring. This is like, you know, like an aunt or uncle, Dustin, that like comes over and you're like you wanna hug them and you're like, I love you, but like there is nothing riveting about the interaction.
Sure.
Raghav, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Sid, right? Like, that's what Santa Margherita is. It's like a boring aunt. And there's some ants that are awesome. But Anaba, 2019 Sonoma Coast Chardonnay, 93 points. Wine Advocate, 92 points. Wine Enthusiast, $40 Chardonnay. And I'm really excited about tasting this. This has been consistently one of my favorite wineries, though I had a really big clunker one year, so I'm curious how this is going. So far, the white wines have really struggled on this episode. I apologize. One of the things that I always said on this show back in the day was, I'm tasting bad wine, so you don't have to. A lot of you were about to buy these two wines, and hopefully you'll now explore something else. A lot of you are drinking these two wines and like it. And by the way, I don't blame you. You could like anything when you don't have context. If you haven't had 25 different New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs, or 25 different Pinot Grigios, or 25 different white wines under 20 bucks, because you keep buying these two, you don't even know it's bad. Like, if you always had a crappy burger, and then you ate a good one once, you're like, wait a minute, I've been eating a crappy burger. That's how this is. Anaba, 92, 93 points, 2019, $40 suggested retail. Fascinating nose. I call it like almonds with a little bit of like apple. Beautiful nose. Honeysuckle, honey. This is pretty. This is like fun to smell. This is a big part of it, God. Like the aromatics, it's like perfume. Like you can really get into it. It's, you know, people like to visually look at flowers, but they also like to smell it. Candles, visually it's a theme, but it's smell. Perfume is more smell. Like that's how I see wines. People miss, all of you, you're missing the aromatics, the sniffy sniff. The reason I created that term, the sniffy sniff, was for people to giggle and think it was fun, to reinforce in their mind they should be smelling their wines more. I'm a minute into this review and I'm still smelling it. That's when you know something's brewing. But the flavor doesn't always match. I've had some great aromatics that don't match. Don't judge books by covers, they say. Don't judge wines just by smell. It could be a good part of it, but it might flop for you. D-Rock just entered?
Yep.
D-Rock, in all those years we filmed, you filmed almost like only one or two Wine Library TVs, right? Two. Very smooth, kind of lemon, lime, apple, honey, very smooth, like great elegance. This is like honeysuckle with honey on top. So almost like a melon meets honey flavor with a little spritz of like green Granny Smith apple. Nice long finish. I'm not as high as 93, 92 as the others, but you know, $40 suggested. If you can find this for 25 bucks and some great wine stores and wine places may have it on sale, then that would be a win. The elegance and smoothness and body, it's voluptuous on the mouthfeel. Where these tasted like water, this tastes like honey. Think about that difference of texture. Really quite delicious, but complex, and really a wine that I would pair with like sea bass, branzino, heavier white fish, maybe even chicken, salmon, sushi. Solid. I'll go 91 points on this. I think The two scores it got is a hair high, but not bad. Good. Sometimes it's spectacular, and other times it's like really, really good. It's dramatically better than these two efforts. A noon 2021 Reserva Cabernet Sauvignon, 91 points, James Sucklin, $16 to $20 out there. Cabs are expensive, except there are parts of the world where you can get deals, and Chile is one of them. I have high hopes for this one. It started off whatever. It's gotten a little bit better with the Anaba. This feels like almost like a waste to post this. It's all like bad, bad, okay. Hopefully this brings us home. Let's give it a sniffy sniff. Beautiful cherries, a little hint of pepper, little red flower. Smell this, a little like roses and like kind of like good cherry raspberry. Pass it on. Let's give it a little sniffy sniff here. You can show them sniffing it. What, Gav, little like cherries and like raspberries, a little red fruit. You smell it, right? Red fruit. Kind of like red fruit flowers. Like it, right? Smells nice, right? It smells good, right?
It smells good.
It is good. Yeah, it's very aromatically enthralling. Good fruit. Let's give it a whirl. Mmm. Mmm. This is going to win. A lot of you are spending $25, $30 for your Cabernets from California. This you should be able to find in that $15 to $20 range. Really good elegance, great fruit integration, beautiful red flowers meets a little hint of like tobacco or almost like dark chocolate, you know, that kind of bitterness that you would get from a tobacco leaf or dark chocolate. But you know how it's like not bad bitter, like some of you really like that dark high cocoa count chocolate, or you like the essence of a cigar or something of that nature. So it's got that nice like fruit driven delicious bitter kind of thing going on that I think attracts a lot of people to spirits and other things, aperitifs. Really nice long finish, creamy and what I would call oaky vanilla on the long finish. Really nice. I think James Sucklin nailed this. I think this is a 91 point wine that, again, under $20. And this is what I was really hopeful for all four. I was curious if Santa Margarita was on a hot streak based on that experience I had at that event. This wine, some years, is really fun. This year was really not fun. Anaba, I've had some great ones and an okay one. This one falls in between. The Anun, I wanted on because if I can find a Chilean cab for a lot of you, I think it becomes a way to save money and get great wine, and I think we did that here. So that's the episode. Please leave your wine questions in the comments, and me and my team will try to get together and answer some of them for you. And leave a comment with which one of these you want to try, or if you've had any four of them and your experiences. You, with a little bit of me, we're gonna change the wine world. Hey everybody, VCon is quickly coming here, May 18th to the 20th in Indianapolis. Go to vcon.co, vcon.co for details. You will not wanna miss it.